Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 211. Today's topic is this. It's all about connection and community. So, lockdown or not, crisis or not, COVID or not, life is really all about making the most out of every moment. Now, as strange as this says, I never want you to let a quote-unquote good crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that is not that this is a great crisis by any means. I mean, this has been horrific. And it's destroying businesses, families, people are losing their lives. I mean, it's insane out there. Absolutely insane. But what I'm starting to look at and I'm starting to realize is that a lot of local businesses, not only do I know that they're struggling because most local businesses are struggling, but they're missing the point out of everything that's going on. And it's almost as if they're living in a little bit of a bubble and not understanding the simple art of human connection and community. So let me kind of dissect this a little bit and give you some practical examples. And I mean, what does this actually mean for you? And how do you pivot on an as-needed basis? So if I look at Facebook, because that has actually been one of the best places to get a pulse on what's going on with the local businesses, the restaurants, the cleaners, the catering places, the hotels. Like, Facebook has more up-to-date information on their actual Facebook pages than they do on their websites. And I'm seeing two very, very different narratives. The first narrative that I'm seeing is kind of a survival narrative. It's, hey, we're open, and here's how to process an order, or here's how to do business with us. Now, I'm not saying that one's wrong, but I'm going to give you the opposite end of the spectrum and tell you what else I'm seeing. So on the opposite end, they're talking about the fact that they're open, but that's really the secondary or the piece that's kind of way in the background. They're talking about why they started the business in the first place. They're talking about all of the customers that are visiting their place of business and calling some of those particular customers out right on Facebook. They're leveraging whatever assets and people and technology that they have to do some additional good. So there's an example of a local business that they do brewery tours, and they have a bus. And I believe every single brewery is still closed, at least locally, to Western New York and the Buffalo area. So rather than just having the bus sit there, and rather than just finding ways to make a profit, they started having the bus for birthday parties, and they had a certain donation amount, but all that was going to charity, where they then would announce over a loudspeaker, they'd have a thing that says happy birthday, they'd play a song, and it just was a lot of fun. And yes, I mean, that business is, I mean, if you've got no business and you can't weather the storm, then obviously it's going to be a little bit of a scarcity mentality. But as most businesses are starting to open up, there's this piece that I feel that you're missing of having to push the community element more and just the element of human connection. So what I'm encouraging you to do is to look at the content that you're putting out there on your website, the content you're putting out there on social media, the images and the little pieces of paper that are hanging on your wall if you have a physical location as someone walks in. Yes, you can have a sign that says must wear a mask and social distance and that kind of stuff, but why not take a step back and look at how can you help spread human connection? What can you do that's different than you've never been doing before that would help? What if the nurseries that are opening up or that are open, what if every single time someone spent, let's say, I don't know, $100, for example, that they were then going to go and plant a tree for XYZ community or in front of schools, or they were going to put money into a pot and then they're going to go help, I mean, people that are disabled or elderly that can't do their landscaping. I mean, just something like that, that definitely has the charity component, but it has that art form of connection. People are craving a connection now more than I've ever seen before. They don't want to just keep sitting behind a computer, sitting behind their iPhone or their Android. And it's not because they feel that they're locked up in all of this. They want to bring some normalcy back to their lives, and you do that through connection. So I want you to just look at what stuff are you putting out to the universe? Are you simply talking about something every single day that you're open and here's how to order? Or are you mentioning that, but then you're mentioning some of the fun customers that have frequented your business, the goodwill that you've created in the community, your origin story and talking about why you started the business in the first place, talking about your employees and your team members? All of that stuff will go a much farther way in the coming weeks and coming months, because there's always an emotional piece to the selling and the buying process. Your customers, they're not buying based on logic. They're buying based on emotions, and they want to feel good. They want to feel that they're visiting a business and frequenting a business that has that desire to connect with them, but also to do some good in the community. So I felt like today was a little bit of a soapbox, but I hope that you listen to this and then you re-listen to it to really make sure that you grab the concept, because I promise you, and myself included, I have not done a good enough job at pushing this and telling the stories and showing all of the goodwill that we're creating to further build those connections. Get out there, make some connections, and do some more good in your community. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.